Hi everyone, welcome to Life Transitions. My guest for today is Stephanie Ray, who is the manager at La Capital Federal Credit Union. Hi Stephanie, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
Stephanie, you deal with all kinds of consumers and all kinds of situations, and very often you also have to deal with fraudulent activity. Tell us a little bit more about it, and typically what kind of populations are targeted the more?
The kinds of fraudulent activity that we see involve phishing, which is a term that they use for emails, text messages, phone calls that are made specifically to the consumer, trying to fish information from them, trying to elicit information about bank accounts, credit cards, debit cards, even personal information that can be used to go on and commit identity theft in the name of the consumer. I think the elderly population is subject to be victimized by that quite a bit because of the fact that they may not be aware that this takes place. They're more trusting of the phone calls, that if someone calls them and tells them they're from the Internal Revenue Service, they may be more inclined to believe that. Fishers or scammers tend to use government agencies as the business agency that they're pretending to be from. They'll use a legitimate business name or a government agency, even law enforcement. They've even used the jury duty scam where they called consumers and told them that they missed jury duty, they have to pay this fine, they're going to be arrested, and that way they're able to obtain personal information, bank account information. Another common thing that they also do is they'll call and pretend that the consumer has a family member who is in some kind of financial need. They're in jail, or they will come up with different reasons why money is needed and is urgent and this has to be done immediately, and trusting that they're who they say they are and, of course, wanting to help their family member, they give the information that's then used to steal their money or commit identity theft. With the Equifax breach in the last year or so, there was also a phishing scheme where consumers received phone calls and were told that it was an Equifax representative calling to verify their account information. And with that being, you know, in the news and something people were aware of, they trusted and didn't realize that those phone calls, that's not how Equifax would verify their information. The Internal Revenue Service doesn't call to tell you that you're behind in taxes. Jury duty, missing jury duty is not handled that way. So it's an education issue as far as consumers knowing how certain things are handled and not falling victim to someone telling them something different. Counterfeit checks are also a scam that's quite common these days. Consumers receive checks in the mail, and there's usually accompanying letter that explains what's to be done with the check or why the check was received, and there'll be various explanations from, you know, this is a prize that you won, this is a lottery that you won, this is a job that you're being hired to do, secret shopper, or there are numerous explanations. But the one thing that all these letters and checks have in common is that they instruct the consumer to cash this check, deposit it in their account, cash the check, and then send a portion of the money to another party. And there's an explanation. One explanation is you've won this lottery prize, and to receive your prize, we're sending you this money, and you have to pay your taxes to receive your prize. So the check could be for a few thousand dollars, and the consumer's instructed to go cash this and send this money on to pay their taxes. And by the time they realize or get notification from their financial institution that this check was not paid and is actually not a good check, the money has already been sent on to this scammer, wherever, whoever they are, and the consumer is then left owing their financial institution reimbursement for this fraudulent item.
So the basic prevention would be never believe what you hear or what you see.
Unfortunately, that seems to be the case. But the truth is, just knowing who you're dealing with and verifying that they're who they say they are, just being cautious and realizing that you have to verify what you're told and that you don't win lotteries that you didn't enter.
Very true.
You know, and no company pays in advance for work that I've found.
Very true.
But just being cautious and realizing that you don't know who you're sending this money to. So you have to do some legwork and verify who you're sending it to and why.
So no money comes free out of the blue, out of nowhere.
Not usually.
So once a person has been victimized, is there anything they can do to prevent further damage?
They can contact their financial institution to change any of the account information or card numbers, anything that's been given out, compromised, to follow that financial institution's procedures for a fraud claim and to hopefully prevent any fraudulent activity on their account or stop it if it's begun.
Thank you so much, Stephanie. That was a lot of good information. My guest for today was Stephanie Ray, who is the manager of La Capital Federal Credit Union. This is Anita Sharma.